Okay, time for an Olympic breather here. It's one of the great things about the games. They give us a chance to put the news on hold for a while and just watch some of the world's best athletes perform amazing feats. But for Russian fans in Rio to cheer their team on, it's more complicated. We sent the world's Will Carlos to check in with some of them.
Russia House is the base for Russian fans and officials at the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. And last night, people here cheered as they watched two Russian bronze medalists walk onto the stage waving. It was quite a difference from the reception Russian swimmer Yulia Efimova got on Sunday. She was booed at Rio's Aquatic Center as she took her place for a heat for the 100-meter breaststroke. Efimova is one of several Russian athletes competing in Rio under a cloud of suspicion. She previously served a 16-month suspension for doping. Last month, an independent investigation concluded that Russia has been running a state-sponsored doping program. The country was nearly banned entirely from the Rio Games, but the International Olympic Committee decided against a blanket ban just a few days before the opening ceremony. For Russian fans like Maxim Zhan, it's been a tough time.
All this news, it's very sad, actually. Yeah.
Max lives in Rio, and he's long looked forward to the day the Olympics come to town. Back in Siberia, his dad was a gym teacher, and Max grew up watching the Olympics. He doesn't believe the allegations against Russia are true. He thinks it's probably a big conspiracy to cast Russia as the bad guys of the Olympics.
They were kind of scared that Russia will, all the team will participate in the Olympic Games, and we again will won like many medals. So I don't know, maybe they were just making some stories, like exaggerating or something.
It's a theory I hear again and again at Russia House. In about a dozen interviews, not one person tells me they believe the doping scandal is real. But even with a cloud hanging over their national team, Russian visitors like Anna Kakosha from Siberia say everyone in Brazil has been friendly.
Smile, amazing, very interesting. What city? When we said it's Siberia, whoa!
One man here, who wouldn't give his name, says he walked the length of Copacabana Beach over the weekend, draped in a Russian flag. And he said lots of people offered support for the Russian team over the doping allegations.
And all people came to me from different countries and told me that we know who is standing behind this scandal.
And by that he means the US. He and other Russians here say Russia has long been painted by the American media as the Olympic heavies. And this doping scandal is just the latest piece of anti-Russian propaganda. But just as quickly, the Russians here stress that the feeling is not mutual. They've got no beef with Americans, several people tell me. This is just politics, and the Olympics shouldn't be about politics, says 21-year-old Andrei Polinov.
America, my friends. My friends and my minus brothers. Маленький брат.
America is like my little brother, he says. For the world, Will Carlos, Rio de Janeiro.